Welcome to the Preferential Treatment. My name's Jess.
And I'm Elise.
And this is our guest today, Fox Klein.
Hello.
How are you today, Elise?
I'm good, except a little bit tired and glad to be out of the house, quite frankly. We've got people working on the fireplace, and they said they were coming on Tuesday, of course. Builders, they didn't.
Tradesmen.
Had to keep one eye out of the house. But still, no, I'm really glad to be out and about, even if it's just at your place. Yeah.
Fox, how was your day?
Great. Really good. I had a conference call with my new manager this morning.
Ooh.
In LA.
Nice. Would you like to tell everyone where you're going?
I'm going to LA. I'm going to LA to do comedy.
Yes. And for any ladies who are listening, in LA he is tall, dark and handsome.
Not dark.
Well, his hair's dark.
Oh, my hair. Pale.
He's not that pale.
But it's very exciting, because I've spoken to my manager before, but I haven't spoken to my manager's boss before, the guy who owns the company. Jeff Cohen, he was a very cool guy.
So, how excited are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
23.
You know, I knew that was going to be you, so.
Yeah.
Just a feeling.
It's very, very exciting.
Elated, to say the least.
Well, you're going to do really good over there, though.
Well, don't jinx it.
No, you are, as if you're not.
Well,
the comedians are going to eat you up.
Yeah, well. Let's hope. I hope so. I'm going to go do my best, so we'll see what happens.
Well, you know, you can always come back to the land of the not-fat people.
Ooh. Ooh, Americans. You heard that.
Edit that out.
I'm not editing that.
No, it's true. There are a lot. But in LA, there's no fat people in LA.
No, because they all get it sucked out.
Yep.
Have a McDonald's the next day, they go around the corner.
Yeah, suck it out. Make soap. Nice. That's Fight Club, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Nice try, though. Mm. All right, so I have a couple of things to say before we actually start the proceedings.
Fixing things up.
First of all, I need to thank Paul Jones for fixing our sound.
Paulie!
Love you, Paul.
We really do love you, Paul. So thankfully now people can actually hear us. Also, I would like to take back something I said last week. It sounded like I said that Phil Wilding was not a funny person. But he sent me a message the other day that made me laugh so hard that I woke up my cat. So I would like to make everyone just aware that Phil Wilding is a very funny man.
We love the Welshman.
We love the Welshman.
I can't stand him, though. I don't know who he is, but...
Oh.
Fox is just jealous.
I'll be back next week to apologise for that. I don't know. Who's Phil Wilding? Did you say British comedian?
Welsh
comedian. My apologies.
Well, he's a writer, but...
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. He's funny?
He's hilarious.
He's very funny?
He's a very, very funny man.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, nothing better than Welshman. He's funny. And look at Rob Brydon.
Okay.
So Fox doesn't know any English comedians.
No.
Just for the record. Apparently we're the only Melbourne people who do know any English comedians. So
as in stand-up or some other media?
Wilding's on radio. I don't think he's done much stand-up. I don't think he's done any stand-up. But his partner, Jupiter,
is a stand-up
Stand-up. And he's on Nevermind Buzzcocks and News Quiz.
Sometimes
everything.
Oh, okay. I know News Quiz. That's funny.
News Quiz is hilarious.
Yeah. I think you put me onto that. Yeah, you did. I remember you saying, yeah, watch News Quiz. I think you sent me some links. Is it on YouTube?
No, that would... on YouTube, it would have been QI or something like that. Does it have Stephen Fry on it?
I can't remember. I remember you said to check something and I did, and it was really funny. It was not... Maybe it's not that what you told me. Maybe something else.
Alright. So it probably was. It was probably like QI or something like that.
Possibly.
If it had Stephen Fry on it and Alan Davis, then...
Anyway.
Yeah, moving on. Not really that important.
Because that would have been a 10-minute conversation that we didn't need.
Wait, do you have a fireplace?
Yeah. I live in one of those old Edwardian
houses.
She lives in
what century do you live in?
We're Amish.
Sorry, I just...
We turn around buttocks.
That's how far back in the conversation I can... That's how quickly I catch up.
I think you need a couple more coffees. Then you'll be ahead of the conversation. That would be amusing.
So, yeah, Paul Jones.
Well done.
All right.
So, first topic today was suggested by one of the listeners, Brian Alt, who also listens to Keith and the Girl. And the topic is top 5 places. So, Elise, do you want to go first?
Yes. Well, thank you, Brian, because this actually took me forever to think of. Because I didn't actually... Places to go, like, realms of our own dimension or, you know, wherever the hell you want to go. I don't know.
Well,
so I just kind of...
He actually made it more specific. I'm the one who didn't make it more specific.
Yeah, well done. I had a hard time with this one.
Yeah.
Well, probably as a, you know, kudos to Miss Waterloo, I'll say Paris, because, you know, that way I can work on my French accent without going to a... Because I think I went to New Caledonia in year 12. Not quite the Paris I was hoping for.
You still get laughed at, though.
Oh, yeah, they laughed at me plenty. I didn't know much French, but I did pick up They're Too White, which is a bit fun.
That's hilarious. But you're whiter than most people.
I'm I'm not that.
I'm still the whitest person at the table.
Oh yeah, you are. Oh, so yeah. You have. You're not my one at all. Yeah. So Paris is my standard one. Next one, Transylvania. We've already alluded to the fact that I'm a bit of a vampire. I'd say enthusiast.
I think we have as many times as we've mentioned the perfect term.
We have.
Vampire enthusiast.
Enthusiast. I mean,
what kind of
vampire
fiction? Not Twilight.
Like the hardcore vampires.
Yeah. Like I read Dracula when I was 15, and I think I've read it once a year since.
Her dad got her the most amazing book for her birthday.
Oh, it's hardcover.
Alright.
It's like a leather bound, really nice. Yeah, it's
so
nice.
Real, but not like moody teenage vampires.
No, I hate Buffy. I can't stand Buffy.
I know, it's destroying... I'll say it right now, Twilight is destroying the vampire image.
They're not vampires.
They're
are
not.
They? What are they?
They say they're vampires, but they're like people with, you
they
know.
They can go out in the sun. Yeah, they're like people with really bad anemia.
Yeah.
Is that the word?
Anemia.
So could we say that they're sucking the life out of real vampires?
Oh,
I can't say that.
All right. No, we can't say that.
Can you erase that? Let's erase that.
Yes, let's please erase that. I actually think I will. I'm going to write that down.
But yeah. Moving on.
Alright, next one.
England, well, of course. Places to go, I want to live there, basically. I think we know, as we alluded to before, too much about English culture than we should.
Yeah.
I don't know many people who actually understand a word I'm saying when I'm talking about England, but, well...
No, because when we talk about England, we generally talk about the BBC.
Yeah.
Or Stephen Fry, or comedians, eh?
I mean, I had a friend who was going, oh, British TV is shit, and they went, oh, what the hell are you talking about? Went on, like, a whole page rant, and was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Ignore me. Okay, number four, Darwin. Probably because it's the only Australian city that I actually haven't been to yet. I'm probably going to get there and just go, oh, well, this is fine. Let's go home. But, you know, just do the whole, been everywhere, man. I think I've been to Sydney for, like, 5 minutes.
When did you go to Perth?
Oh, I was probably like 2 or 3, but I've still been there, so it still counts.
Sure.
Yeah, it still counts. And number 5, just a, you know, wacky one, outer space. I think Richard Branson was doing that Virgin Airways, but to the moon. I so want to do that, even if I have to be in a plane or whatever it is with Richard Branson for weeks at a time. Yeah, it'd be worth going, even if, you know, you had to go with him.
Mm, it's like 200,000 or something like that.
It'd be worth it. Mm. I have like $10 now, but still.
Some broadcaster, I think, was doing it. Like some sports broadcaster or something was going on it.
Really?
Apparently, I can't remember who it was there. We should look into that. we should do research.
Even if you jettison me and when I'm about to die, just send me into outer space.
Give you a couple of spray cans.
But they're a discount airline. Like.
Yeah,
imagine how uncomfortable the seats would be. You'd be like,
I know, right?
That's if it's not, you know, held together with cardboard and duct tape.
Mm.
And they just make the engine noises with their mouth.
You'd have to bring your own food. That was good.
And Richard Branson's just strapped at the back, making the noises with the megaphone. Not the same, Richard.
It's not. Yeah. Or if, like, they just took you to a desert and pretended it was the moon. There's sun on the moon as well.
I can get this in Broken Hill.
Alright, Fox, what's your list?
Well, places to go.
Yeah.
Number one, Disneyland.
Oh, I can't believe I didn't think of that.
Well, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
It's mine. Don't go. No, love Disneyland. I've been every year since I was 20.
You serious?
Yeah.
That's really cute.
I love it. Girlfriend at the time dragged me along the very first time. Like, she wanted to go. And I was like, so expensive, right?
Mm.
But it was unreal. Like, it was so good. And even when we broke up, I kept going. and it's really cool. Anyone who's been there knows what I'm talking about.
I haven't been there, so
I've been to Movie World, which is probably, like, a really nice version of Disneyland.
I've been to Movie World,
You just get
the
guy who looks, like, nothing like Austin Powers running around and grabbing girls around the side.
Yep. Nice, let's go.
It is about as close to harassment as you can get, but by a big white fluffy duck.
Yeah, one of my friends went to Disneyland. Mm. He's from Canada though, so he can go as many times as he likes because he doesn't have to get a plane over there.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he does, but you know.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, and he got me a pin, and I was happy. It was a pirate one.
Yeah.
So you know, being pirates. Anyway, number two.
Comics Lounge. I know you've been there.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
that was really quite.
I haven't been to the Comics Lounge in forever. The last show I went to sucked.
Really? Which one was it, like a Tuesday night or something?
It probably was a Tuesday night.
Probably
I can't remember what it was, but it was shit.
Wasn't it a Monday? Was that with me?
Well, Mondays and Tuesdays are the like amateur nights, so you got to be forgiving.
Yeah, no, but it was just the people who were on. I was like, yeah, I've seen everybody's acts.
Oh, right. Okay, I'm with you. Yeah, no, totally. But yeah, but that's for me. It's more It's like my second home, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Did my very first gig there, and I'll do my last one there before I leave, so.
Aww.
Yeah. Circle of life.
That's really gay. Alright, number three.
The airport.
I think you're the only person.
I love the airport.
I love the airport in Cairns.
The only thing I like about the Melbourne airport...
What?
Yeah.
In Cairns. Melbourne airport, the only thing good about it is they make good coffee in the National Terminal.
Do
they? Yeah, it's really good.
Mm.
That's the only good thing, though. Customs is shit.
What's wrong with Cairns airport?
Oh, I've never been there, but it's just the what it's called.
Cairns airport.
It just sounds so
It's probably got a better
unsexy.
Name than that. I don't know what the name... I was there when I was seven, and it was a really nice airport.
Oh, really? What made it nice for you?
I don't know, but it was nice.
It was
probably the first airport I'd ever been in, so that's probably what
like
it was.
Like, so small that you actually boarded the plane on the tarmac?
No, it was actually quite large.
Now, see, I like airports like that, where you actually have to go on the runway and board the plane.
Yeah, like Mudura. Mudura, the airport is like, there's a building, and
there's
a huge tarmac and a plane.
Yeah.
There's nothing
else. That's New Mir Airport. There's one aeroplane and one tiny building that you get into.
Oh, well, you
and
go to
like
Avalon. Avalon's the same. Avalon's quite small.
Yeah.
Mm.
But Avalon, the parking is cheaper.
Oh, well, that's good.
Next one. Supermarkets. Love the supermarket.
I do get a bit, you know, when I go to a supermarket, I do admit I buy too much shit when I go there.
Yeah.
Like, you get in there and you just go, I need to buy everything.
I buy alcohol.
You do buy alcohol.
Yeah, I do buy it.
You buy it.
Well, you have a problem with fluorescent lighting, though.
Yeah, I do. I don't like fluorescent lighting, but I just love supermarkets. I just love free food. I always make my first stop is the fruit section, and then I grab like a bag of grapes or cherries or something.
And you eat the grapes.
And then I do the rest of my shopping.
Are you the one of the people that drop them as you walk?
Yeah.
Oh fuck, I hate those people. I worked in the supermarket for 3 years.
Oh no, I'm kidding, I don't do that. I drop them back into the bag. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, number five.
Number five is my bed. I love my bed.
Yeah, beds are pretty.
You like my bed too?
I like your bed. I love your bed. I'm
alrighty. No, I don't know. I think everyone loves their bed. Right?
My bed broke last night, but I fixed it.
Why? What were you doing?
Yeah.
When I'm drunk, I sit on one side of the bed and I bounce.
Okay. Why?
This is what I do when I'm drunk.
That's weird.
I only sit. It's not like every time I'm drunk, but if I'm drunk and I'm sitting in my bed, I will sit on one side of my bed and I'll bounce. Like I'll just like.
Yeah. Is it like a happy bounce?
Yes.
Like a happy. I'm drunk.
Have
on
you
my
ever
bed
seen?
Bounce?
Have you ever seen me drunk and not happy?
No.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I'm always happy.
It all makes sense.
It is, and a bit of the wiring just snapped.
And why every Friday night a random guy's bed breaks? I just made a whore joke. No, but yes, my bed. That's got to be my number one. Oh, love my bed.
I thought you would have had, like... You know,
not for what the reasons you think.
Yeah, only you would, really.
Yeah,
nothing
you
quite
made it
like...
I did not make it dirty.
Totally
I never
made
said
it dirty.
You made it dirty. You said the whore joke.
Yeah, alright. True, I went dirty.
No, I understand. Okay. You have a long day, you get into bed, and it's just kind of...
Yeah.
It's got your own groove in it, and you kind of just do the most uncomfortable thing. And
I have feather pillows now as well, so it makes it even better.
Nice.
Alright, my list. London, of course. I'm going to live there for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I'm going to live with you. Even if it's in your bathtub.
Which, just got some moment, seems where you're going to end
up.
Toronto, because my Aunt Rhiann's there.
I've never thought of Toronto.
Apparently apparently Melbourne's the best city to live in. Apparently.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, according to some survey in Toronto.
No, is it in Vancouver?
Oh, probably Vancouver, I don't know. Somewhere in Canada.
No, Melbourne.
Melbourne is better because
Melbourne's
Did
I tell you I went to Sydney last year?
No.
Oh, I went to Sydney a couple of times last year. And the first time we went, it was a Saturday night, and me and the person I was hanging out with that night. We went out to see a movie at about 10 o'clock at night, right?
Yep.
After the movie, we decided we wanted to get something to eat. We walked around for 2 hours trying to find a place that was open.
Really?
Yeah. No kebab shops were open. Everything was closed.
Sydney
nobody was out.
It
was
like
shit.
Nine.
It was absolute shit.
Yeah.
And so Melbourne is officially better than Sydney.
Well, I see Sydney's more for the kind of American-style tourists, whereas Melbourne's more European.
Everyone goes to see the fucking harbour.
Let's see. Once you do that, there's nothing else really to do in Sydney.
Oh, there is. There's a really good cafe just under the... It's near the Opera House.
It's still in the harbour.
With
once
really
you've
good
done
wine.
The harbour,
really
you've basically done.
Number three, Broome. Same reason. It's one of the only places I've been in Australia.
I think my uncle lives in Broome.
And it looks pretty.
I've been to Broome.
Is
I just
good?
Remembered. Yeah.
Of course you went to Broome when you went on the mining tour.
Yeah. It's really nice. Yeah, it's cool. It's got like these... All of the... Like a lot of the... like the town square, all of this... shops are made out of like corrugated iron and stuff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. Like, they look nice. They're not, like, shabby.
Yeah, yeah.
But they've made it out of all iron, and they're... Yeah, it's cool.
It's expensive to fly.
Definitely go there.
It's expensive to fly, though.
I know, right?
Wow. I might drive. Did you see my car?
No.
A little red one up front.
Oh, is that yours?
Yeah, it's mine.
Oh, I keyed it.
No, you wouldn't be you wouldn't be alive anymore. Number four, New York City.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Well, I want to go April 15th next year for Keith's stand-up.
I think it's the only American city I'd go to.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? What about L.A.? L.A.!
L.A., I'd die there with the smog. I'm asthmatic. I'd probably get to, like, out the airport door and just collapse.
Well, you see, I can't go to L.A. because... I can go to L.A., but if I go to L.A., I have to go to Las Vegas and get married. With an Elvis impersonator.
No,
that's my rules.
To an Elvis impersonator or, you know, he marries you to
somebody. He marries me to somebody.
All right.
I don't care.
I'm taking you to L.A. and we're getting married.
Can we actually get legally married in L.A.?
Well, we can try.
All right. Done.
Hot.
Fox drawn.
Note to self, marry Jess.
Fifth, Paris, just because it looks like a nice place.
It does, and I really want to try out my French, but not.
Oh, no, can I change Paris to Edinburgh?
Edinburgh?
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
Edinburgh, good. Sorry.
Not Paris, Edinburgh.
Yeah, alright. I won't give reasons for that.
I'm going to go to Edinburgh Castle. Is it Edinburgh
Castle? I just want to go to Edinburgh.
Meet a Scottish man?
Yeah.
Take him up the kilt?
In a kilt. I just like
fair enough.
Take him up the kilt. What do you
mean? I don't know. Take it how you want.
Sounds good though. Alright, round two, top five ideal occupations.
Yeah. Alright. For me,
forward to these ones.
Number one, archaeologist. Because I think I saw Indiana Jones was about four or five and didn't take my dad's cowboy hat off for about 6 months after that.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you find
you
out.
You go through that too, Fox?
Oh, you have no idea the impact Indiana Jones had on my life.
You watch it once and, you know, you just wish that you could just, you know,
do it. But where did you watch it?
On a video.
On video, yeah. I saw Temple of Doom at the cinema.
Fox is
old. I was at the cinema.
I wasn't alive.
I'm
when
old
it came
school.
Out.
I'm 34. Oh, God.
I wasn't even alive.
Oh, that sounds so old when I say it out loud.
Oh, it's not that old.
No, I saw Temple of Doom at the cinema, and I was obsessed afterwards. I know exactly what you mean. I had the jacket, like, I didn't have a leather jacket, but I had a brown jacket.
This one will do.
Yeah. Indiana Jones.
My dad had a leather jacket for his Harley, so I'd put that on, and the sleeves, of course, would come down to, like, you know, halfway down the floor. I'd put on his jacket and run around the living room.
Nice.
We didn't have a whip, though. Yeah. Oh, well. Number two, novelist, because I live in my own little imaginary world, so I may as well put it down on paper. It's partly why I shouldn't get drunk too often with you.
Why? I write better when I'm drunk.
Things happen when I get drunk.
And bounce better.
Yeah.
Bouncy.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have played the clip from Mighty Boosh.
Oh, bouncy, bouncy.
Yeah, bouncy, bouncy.
Oh, moving on.
Fox doesn't know what we're talking about.
No.
Yeah, that's why we're moving on.
Yeah.
Number three, Time Lord, because again, like Indiana Jones, I saw Doctor Who when I was a kid, and I wanted to travel through space and time in a phone booth. That just seems like fun. That way you can go back in time to when Indiana Jones would have been doing all that stuff and be an archaeologist.
Well, one of my friends, a couple of my friends went to, they did like a European tour, and the favourite picture that they showed us about eight times, was one of the Britannia stuck in a London phone box.
No.
Saying, oh, look, it's a TARDIS. Oh.
No, you need one of the big blue ones. Oh, well, still.
I don't think they've got the big blue ones. Anyway, go.
I don't have any more. Number four, director. I think when I was in early high school, I was one of those kids that had the ego to go, I want to make films. And then I found out what they actually do and how much of an ego you have to be a director, and I thought, it's not really for me. Because there's definitely a certain type of person that's to become a director.
Mm.
I think there's actually...
You have to be a bit mental in the head.
You have to be a bit mental in the head.
Yeah.
You have to be so much of an egotist that you actually wear the merchandise from your films. Like a baseball hat.
You do have to be talented.
Yeah, I suppose.
Not anyone can just do it.
Well, look at Tim Burton. Tim Burton doesn't wear... But Tim Burton's Tim Burton, I suppose. Not even going to finish that sentence.
Tarantino just does it. And look at some of the films he's done.
Oh.
He went downhill, let's face it. I mean, Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction were good, but... Jackie Brown was just crap.
He's done 10 movies since Jackie Brown.
He's done like 4.
What about the one coming out?
I'm going to see Inglourious Basterds. But, you know, I can't promise I'll enjoy it.
I'm not a Tarantino fan.
You're not?
No.
I did like Death Proof.
He's weird, he looks funny.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, that's a reason why you don't go to his films.
Huge Tim Burton fan, they'll see everything
but
Tim Burton.
I do like Tim Burton.
Yeah, Tim Burton looks normal.
Yeah.
Hey, his wife's gorgeous.
in a really weird kind of way.
I love Helena Bonham Carter. I think she's gorgeous.
Is that his wife?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why she's in everything.
Yeah, that's why she's in all these films.
Yeah, Johnny Depp's his bitch. That's why she's in everything.
She's in the new Terminator movie.
Is she?
Yeah. Mm. Not for long.
Of course you'd
know
that.
But she's in it. Yeah, I was really surprised. Like a weird choice to have her in it. But she does it well.
She does everything well. Anyway,
he does.
Number five,
Spaceship Pilot. I think I saw... I can't even remember the name of it. Clangers or something like that. It was a kid's show where they all travelled in space and, you know, the moon was made of cheese.
I thought you were going to say, like, Firefly or something.
Firefly. Oh, yeah, I wouldn't mind doing it like that. Just travelling through space in my own little ship.
Firefly's awesome.
Yeah, it is an awesome show.
You watch Firefly, didn't you?
No. No idea what you're talking
you're
about.
You're a Gilmore Girls guy.
Love Gilmore Girls. Mm-hmm. Firefly, wasn't that movie made?
No, yeah. It was...
Serenity was the movie.
Serenity was cool.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I want to do. Travel through space and smuggle
people. And you look like the captain. I swear, hands down, yeah.
He does not look like the captain.
He does, no.
How can we one watched, person say no, we totally watched, look like the captain and one say it doesn't? There's a grey
no
area
way.
Somewhere.
No, we watched that Slither movie and he was in that. He was a cop in that. Okay. And I still reckon he looked like him.
Alright. He's in a new show, I think, on Channel 7.
That's the guy from Arrested Development.
No.
Is it?
That's definitely the guy from Firefly.
Oh.
I'm not having an argument though, because we'll get sidetracked.
I reckon it's the guy from Firefly.
That's my five gun.
We'll look it up and we'll put it on the blog later. Anyway, what's your first one?
What are we doing? Oh, stand up.
Stand up, right.
Stand up comedian.
I think you've achieved that.
Yeah.
Yep, for obvious reasons. Spy. yeah.
You could be the next James Bond.
I'd love to be James Bond. Well, I'm going to Hollywood. I'm actually going to Beverly Hills, that's where I'm moving to.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So, I'd love to be James Bond. I could pull it off. I
think if you live in London,
I haven't seen you in a tux.
You can be the new
one. What would you have?
I don't know.
That'd be kind of weird if you'd seen me in a tux.
It would.
What else have I got? High school teacher. Before I did stand up, I was a nurse, but my other thing that I was going to get into if stand up didn't work out was be a high school teacher.
Like what I'm
my
doing?
Backup.
Yeah, so you're
I'll let you know in a couple of years how it's going. Unfortunately.
I think it's my backup one, but those kids would eat me alive. You could see me having a nervous breakdown.
Well, I'm going to London to teach.
Yeah,
you're
the
Asbury
clan.
I'm going to get stabbed.
Yeah, you are.
In the face. Probably. I'm going to stab you in the face.
I might look better, you never know.
Number four, computer game designer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't expect you two to understand that.
No.
My brother's a game designer.
Game freak? He's a gamer?
I'm a tomboy and I have a big brother.
Oh, he's a designer.
He's doing what you want to do. You should join our family. You'd be able to do what you really want to do.
Does he really? With, like, where in Australia?
Oh, he just graduated from uni. At the moment, he's doing coding work. But he's trying to get a job with Squaresoft. That's what he wants to do.
Yeah.
Working with, like, Final Fantasy, all that shit.
Yeah, okay, cool.
No, I see where you're coming from. I love video games.
Yeah.
Used to play Mario Kart and he'd always try and be Toad because he was the lightest and no one wanted to be Bowser.
I liked Princess Peach.
I didn't like her. I like being Yoshi. Just because I liked Yoshi. But still.
I like Princess Peach because she kicked ass in Super Smash Bros.
I like the old games. The new ones are kind of crap.
Yeah.
Like Wolfenstein and Doom. The old fashioned ones, the RPG games. You never played it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But the new ones are better. I like the
I like the graphics. I can't stand the old graphics.
Yeah. I love
can't watch them now. If you play the old ones now, they're like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Back then, they were the shit.
Yeah. Like, oh my god, look, they can almost... Looks like they're talking almost.
Yeah.
You can almost see a face. Alright, number five.
Pimp.
As you would.
You've already done that.
Oh! What? Explain that.
Was
what
he
you
your
mean?
Pimp? That would explain a lot.
I'm not going to explain that.
No, not in the traditional abusing women sense, just in the hip hop rap video sense.
You have already done that.
I have.
Tell us your story.
About emo.
No, we're talking about when you were saying once, like ages and ages ago, that you recorded a rap album or someone or something.
About 8 tracks.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it.
Talk about it.
Alright, when I was a teenager, I was a homie, and I made a demo tape with a place called Midnight Records, which was in Dandenong. Do you remember CDB?
Yes.
You know that? That's Groove Tonight.
Yeah, one of the guys from that band is actually at my uni.
Oh wow!
In
one of my
classes.
One of the DeSilver Boys.
I don't know.
Okay, well, I made a demo with them because they were with Midnight Records at the time, before they became big and got signed to Sony, and they're on my demo tape. But my demo tape is now in like a dusty box somewhere because Midnight Records doesn't exist anymore. But I doubt they just took everything and burnt it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's a box somewhere with a demo tape with about eight or nine songs with me rapping as a teenager.
It'll always be worth digging up.
Which one day, yeah.
If we could get that, I would be happy. That would be hilarious.
The reason I don't have them is because when we recorded them, the guy who recorded it, the sound engineer, wanted about $400 each for the songs.
Jesus.
Yeah, and when you're 15, I couldn't afford that. So I kind of, that ended, and he kept the songs. One day I'll buy them back.
One day.
That'll be amazing. Because they were like complete songs, like complete songs, like with, you know, three verses, and the choruses were done by CDB.
I want to hear that.
Yeah, me too. I'll find it one day when I have the time and the inclination, I'll hunt. Midnight Records.
So my ones, obviously, I start with a writer. Almost finished my first novel, which is exciting.
Yay.
Woo! Number two, mounted police officer. Always wanted to be a mounted police officer.
A what?
A mounted police officer. I get to hit people while on a horse.
Oh, mounted. All right.
Yeah. What did you think I said?
No, I want to mount a police officer.
Yeah, I thought you said that too.
Like, well, I want to do that as well.
That's the other list.
So you're going to go horseback in the middle of Swanson Street.
Yeah, it'd be awesome fun. Plus, you get to ride old racehorses.
What if they go like down an arcade or something?
We can have races.
What if you like have to arrest someone? Do you have to put on the back of the horse?
Get on the back.
No, what you do, you get the handcuffs, you tie a rope to it and tie it around the horse so you drag them behind.
Oh. Kind of like the town idiot.
Yeah. What happens if the horse just takes a dump? Do you have to stop and get a plastic bag?
No, I think they actually have nappies.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not a nappy.
It just catches something that...
I have never seen the horse in a harness that catches a crap.
Yeah, you have. You just don't know it.
I'm looking next time.
All right, do it.
Not intently, but, you know.
That would be really creepy.
Yeah, I'd probably get arrested for that.
Third actress, when I was about 7 or 8, I was obsessed with being an actress.
Little girl wants to be an
I just wanted to be an actress so I could keep the clothes. Because I was watching some movie, I don't know. But I was watching some movie and I love the clothes in it, and I said, I want to be an actress so I can have
the clothes. You could play a pirate and keep all the clothes.
I already have a pirate costume though.
Yeah, but you'd have more pirates. You could alternate between days. Fun.
You know what you're going to say, so I could
just
say
that. Weird.
You dress up as the pirate, I'll be the vampire, and we'll freak everyone out.
I think we've already freaked Fox out, we don't have to dress up.
Yeah, it's weird. But I'm enjoying this.
Good.
He's slowly edging towards the door.
He wants to go play with the dog again. My fourth one, Indiana Jones, because like everybody in the whole world, Indiana Jones is awesome.
I think he.
I wanted to be Indiana Jones. I didn't want to be an archaeologist. I wanted to be Indiana Jones.
You want to be him?
Yeah, I want to be him.
Why him, not an archaeologist?
He was pretty awesome.
Because Harrison Ford is great.
Yeah.
Isn't now like that guy from Disney Channel taking over?
Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
In the new one,
The kid
from Transformers played his son.
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
He played his son. Yeah.
No, he's originally from Disney. He's originally from the Disney Channel.
Is he?
Yeah, he's got a TV series called Even Stevens.
They all are, though. Oh, well.
You can't, like, you've seen the movie, right? The new Indiana Jones.
Yeah. I haven't actually seen
not
it.
Not as good.
Oh, no, not as good, but the end...
Isn't
the
Brendan
end.
Fraser in it?
Hmm?
Isn't Brendan
nah,
Fraser?
No, you're thinking of The Mummy.
Oh.
Or,
great.
Whatever.
Some other crap. No one will ever replace Indiana Jones.
No.
And they alluded to that at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Remember with the hat?
With the hat,
and
yeah.
then he picked it up and he was about to put on it and Indiana grabbed it and went...
Yeah, put it on,
and
yeah.
And he walked away. That was awesome. No one's going to fill my shoes, basically.
Fox is now pitching. Number five, professional gold digger. Because everyone has to have a goal in life.
Like in the Kanye West kind of way?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Not like, you know, pickaxe...
No.
Out in the middle of Australia.
No, I want to find an old man in a pub and marry him, and when he dies, get all his money.
Yeah,
and then
you're
going
to be a bit of a Playboy bunny
slash
Hugh Hefner kind of relationship. He's going to be 85 with millions of dollars.
With cancer as well.
But you have to make it.
He's going to die, so it doesn't matter.
I'll be on drugs. He'll be alright.
You have to do things to his saggy bits.
Yeah, he's old
man.
You
have to.
Ass.
Like, he's not going to. You can't not. You
judging,
have to do that.
Judging the age of most guys I see, it's not really that much difference.
Oh, whoa.
No, there's got to be a cut-off limit, surely, of the age. I mean, if he's like 96 and has to
but then I meet somebody and they're awesome and they don't look their age. And then I find out that they're older.
Interesting.
A lot older than what they were.
I have a cut-off age. I'm definitely not doing some 96-year-old man.
What's your cut-off age?
Well before 96.
How old are you?
20.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I feel really young now.
How old are you?
Telling you.
How old is he?
19.
Jeez. He's a baby.
Does that creep you out?
No, not at all.
My cutoff age 43.
Very specific.
It's your age back then.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Anyway.
Moving on to that weird little tangent.
Yeah, let's please. Round three is favourite drinks.
Oh, yeah.
I've done food twice, so I thought
we should do food. We should do drinks now. I'm actually surprised I had one alcoholic drink. I don't really drink unless I'm around you.
No, because I'm an alcoholic.
You bring out the worst in me. Number one, lemon bitters. Sometimes, just on a really hot day, that's probably the best drink. Just a little combination between the lemonade and the bitters.
As long as you don't put too much lime juice in there, it's a bit gross.
No. I need to get my brother to make you one.
Is there alcohol in lemon lime bitters? This is a constant argument.
The bitters has alcohol, but not enough.
No, right. No. Bitters is very strongly alcoholic.
But you only have two.
But
drops
you only
of it.
Yeah, you like can't so have
that
more
red stuff. Or
yeah.
Whatever. Right. Okay. So technically, if there is bitters in your lemon lime, then it's got an alcoholic drink.
Technically, if I had a lemon lime bitters at a pub, I wouldn't be able to drive after it.
Right.
Because I can't have any alcohol in my system.
Yeah. Alright, okay.
But you'd have to have like 40 of them to actually have an effect.
Yeah. Absolutely. But technically.
Technically, yeah, there is alcohol.
I'd probably blow like a, you know, 0.0001 or something. Even though they don't have that many numbers on the breathalyzer.
I'm bringing you around to my place and my brother is going to make you one. Cause
you know, I've only been breathalyzed once.
Really?
Yeah, I've had my license for over a year and I've been breathalyzed once.
Yeah. Nice little fun fact for you.
And I was coming home from work, so there was no chance I'd have taken anything anyway.
Oh, see how she said taken anything?
Yeah.
It all's revealed.
We've all been to Sydney. Hey, number two.
Number two, cappuccino. Although your coffee was very nice, thank you very much.
Really?
But I
worked very hard on them.
Yeah, you did. I haven't had a cappuccino as nice as Pluto.
No.
Ever.
We mentioned Pluto before.
We have mentioned Pluto before. It was the cafe that we spent more time at than high school.
Yeah.
I think I wagged to go there at least once a day.
I swear, it was so good. The coffee there was great. It's and they did eggs and soldiers.
Oh, yeah.
You get eggs and soldiers any time of the day. It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was all day breakfast. Fantastic. But, yeah, I haven't found one as good as that ever since, so I'm a little disappointed. No.
You know, it took me like 3 weeks to work out that this coffee was actually really good.
It took you...
I was just going there because Brent was hot.
Of course you were.
He was cute.
And then we found out he was engaged and he was having a kid and we all went...
No, I didn't really care.
You didn't care?
Of course not. He was cute.
I didn't think of him that
way,
but I love
Tash
you, Brent.
As well.
Yeah, I love Tash.
Yeah.
She made the best French toast. Moving on.
Coffee. Three.
Boost Juice All Berry Bang, which sucks because they cost so much you can't buy them very often, otherwise you're going to broke. But that is the best drink I've ever had, by far. And
any input?
Yes.
No, I don't drink that gay stuff.
Gay.
No, I've honestly never had anything from Boost Juice.
Oh,
serious?
Their All Berry Bang is the best. But you're picking the seeds out.
You say All Berry Bang.
Yeah, they're called All Berry Bang.
That's awesome.
Seriously, Boost Juice, best thing for hangover.
Really? Well, I'm not going to reveal that.
Only Jess would know about that.
What? It's good for hangovers?
Yeah.
I don't get hangovers very often.
Wait, if you're hungover, it means you're dehydrated. Just drink water.
I've been drinking gin and tonic at the moment.
That's not water.
Yeah, but see, the tonic's still water, and in my mind it's still water, so I don't...
I'll
go out, and I'll drink, like, a babillion beers and...
A babillion?
A babillion. And tequila shots, like, continuously. Wake up in the morning, no hangover. It's really disappointing now.
You sound really
hardcore. Really irritating.
This hangover's pissing me off.
You get drunk. You get drunk.
Yeah, but I know, like, we went to, me and... Blake, who was on last week's show, we went to a gay bar. We did probably about 6 tequila shots, and we had like 10 Bacardi Breezes, or the equivalent of 10 Bacardi Breezes. Right? You should be drunk from the tequila shots alone, right?
Yeah.
Got home, I wasn't even drunk anymore.
Oh, you mean you've built up a tolerance kind of thing?
I don't know. We were there till 5 o'clock in the morning, so.
Mm.
But I know I didn't feel particularly drunk at all during the whole night. I remember the whole night, which sucked. Because I was at a gay bar.
Wow. I feel like I should have
And I was pissed off because nobody played Electric Six a whole night. Just played Britney Spears and Lady Gaga.
Well, you were at a gay club?
Yeah.
But they've got Electric Six, the gay bar song.
Right.
They're not going to have their theme song be a song called Gay Bar.
They might.
Or a gay bar, what are we going to call it? Gay Bar.
And why not?
Play Electric Six, Gay Bar.
They should call a gay bar Electric Six. Anyway.
Moving on.
Number four.
See, I don't have any alcoholic drinks and you turned it to alcohol there. It says more about you. What am I up to? Number four, caramel milkshake. I used to get them when I was about 3 and feel sick after, but you know, you could always drink about 6 more.
Because you were 3.
Yeah. Pluto made good caramel milkshakes.
I only got coffee ones, and like he was really cool though, because like sometimes like you didn't want a whole milkshake, so he'd halve them for us.
Or you'd only have 2 bucks.
Like we'd go halves for it.
Yeah.
It was great.
Pluto. Why don't you marry Pluto?
They're not there anymore.
No. It's still open, but they're
it's different management or something.
The cute guy's gone.
Cute guy's gone. Yeah, he's an electrician now.
Yeah.
Really?
What I have a broken light in my room.
Probably makes more money.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he made really good coffee. He should. It was his calling. Making coffee was his calling. Yeah.
No.
So
it was fantastic coffee.
All right, number five.
Fruit tingle cocktail. Comics Lounge make the best fruit tingle cocktails because they actually taste like fruit tingles.
Really?
Yeah, they actually really do. I've had fruit tingles at like so many places. I think no place has been.
What's in a fruit tingle cocktail?
I don't know, but it's
not fruit tingles.
It's not fruit tingles. It's like, I don't know. It's a purple drink.
Okay.
Bluey purple. I remember, we went to Comics Lounge and you just shoved that under my nose and said, drink that.
I think that would work.
Yeah.
Went to that later.
Yeah.
That was my phone vibrating on the table.
Just ignore that. But yeah, I think that thanks to you, I now know what a fruit tingle cocktail tastes like. And I thank you for that.
I remember once I drank so much, my tongue went blue.
Yeah.
That was a good night. I think that was the night Chopper was on.
It was a Monday night.
That was a Monday night, yeah.
You know, I only saw Chopper once.
Oh,
I've only seen Chopper once.
Yeah. You said, let's go to that. We went there. I went, you know what?
We were sitting
not
right
the
at the
night
front.
I was expecting.
Right at the front, in the middle.
Yeah.
Terrified the shit out of him.
Yeah, he's a scary guy, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, when you're saying 2 meters away from me, you're going, I'd like to move away.
Yeah, I think we shouldn't have sat so close.
No.
And, no, I was going to say Libby was there, but no, that was Tom Gleason. Anyway.
Oh, no, Libby was there, but she was there to Tom Gleason.
Tom Gleason and Chopper Reed on the same.
No.
That's weird.
It was different nights, but I think we saw Tom Gleason, then we came back and we saw Chopper.
Yeah, we had
We got the free tickets for the Monday night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
we had a friend go see Tom Gleason, and
she's a heckler.
She didn't mean to heckle that.
She's a heckler. She's a true blonde heckler, but she's a redhead, but she dyed it blonde.
Yeah.
And she yelled at Ringer when Tom Gleason came on stage and was sitting at the front again.
He
went
on for like
10 minutes.
Of course,
I'm the redhead, so I get shit.
Yeah.
So
he went on 10 minutes about how she was an undercover Ringer.
Yeah.
About you for being a redhead. Looked at me and just went, oh, I've got nothing. Yeah.
Mind you, that was the night I got my picture taken with Andrew Hansen.
Yeah, I still hate you for that.
Anyway, Fox.
5 and 4, coffee, tea.
Of course.
They're the standards. I drink most of that. Number 3, Pepsi Max.
Oh, I don't like Pepsi Max.
Oh, gay. Oh, I'm going to stop saying gay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, you can say as much
I can only
like.
Say that because I'm gay. Alright? If I wasn't gay, me saying gay to everything would be weird, but I'm gay.
Well, you know, that's the second gay listener we've had.
Really?
Gay guest we've had, yeah.
Really? Who was the first?
Blake.
Is he literally gay?
He
or?
Is actually gay. Not are you gay?
Literally gay. Is he... Really gay?
He's really gay, not you gay. He's really
okay.
Gay. Yeah.
All right, not Gilmore Girls and ice cream gay.
No.
Okay.
Liking boys, sucking cock.
Oh, we can say that. Oh, take it in the ass, gay.
Yeah, that kind of gay. Yeah.
I'm not that kind of gay.
No. You just
I'm a top. 2, Milo.
I've had Milo in years.
Gay. Milo
rules.
You're
so mature, Jesus.
And I think, well, you know, because it's just that kids are kid drink. I think it's like with the caramel milk.
Yeah, it was the thing about putting too much Milo in and then eating it.
Oh, yeah.
No, my mum's a health nut. She's like, you're not having Milo anymore. You're having Activite. And that is the lamest excuse for Milo.
Isn't it like a
malt.
Vegemite?
It's a malt.
It's
horrible.
Do you remember when they used to get those little packets like that big with the little like quarantine or something like that?
Ovaltine?
Ovaltine.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry, everybody, just quickly, she said quarantine. She said quarantine instead of Ovaltine.
It might have been yum, you never know.
Podcast over.
Just needs a lie down.
Alright, so that's going to be the quote of the show. It's called quarantine. Anyway. do you remember those little packets?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, all the cool kids at school had them.
Yeah, you get about like 8 pills in there.
Yeah, they cost
little
like about $1 each.
Pills.
Yeah.
That was
great.
Anyway.
Last one. I don't drink much, but when I do, gin and juice.
I do like gin and
juice. You are a gin man.
Gin and pineapple juice or, orange juice or something.
I do like orange
juice. Drink pineapple juice.
And that's my top 5. What's yours?
My top 5. Number 1, coffee. Unfortunately, at the moment, I'm off caffeine.
Why?
Because I was drinking 30 cups of coffee a day.
Really?
Literally 30 cups of coffee a day. So I'm not allowed to drink coffee anymore because apparently I've got a new caffeine issue.
Yeah, I dare say 30 a day.
But it was really good coffee. No, we just got a new percolator machine, and one of the jugs is like 30 cups of coffee each.
So you just you went off caffeine and you bought a new coffee?
No, that's why, because we got that and then I was writing when I write, I like lots of caffeine. So
30 cups.
30 cups.
You couldn't get pregnant and drink that. Like, you'd give birth to like a little jar of Nescafe. A little hyperactive
that would be awesome.
Baby.
The just
baby
imagine would be how much money you'd save on Nescafe. Number two, beer. I'm a beer girl, 100%.
Really?
Yeah.
I do like a beer every now and then. But
you say that every time I order beer. Jesus.
It goes warm, and then you've got to put it in the fridge, and then...
Ew, flat beer, gross.
Yeah, it's flat, so you got to do that or drink it really quickly. But I don't like doing that with the drink.
Chicks drinking beers doesn't look right.
Oh, sorry.
Can I say that? Can I say that?
You can say that.
It just doesn't look...
Classy,
yeah. Something about it that just...
Depends, if you get in a glass, it's alright.
Yeah, they put in those classy glasses.
If you get in
if you're drinking it from a can, like a girl leaning against a Holden drinking. Just something wrong.
Fox likes girly girls.
I like girly girls.
Number three, gin and tonics. Because I'm an old lady, and I love gin and tonic.
You love your beer and your gin and tonic.
I do, I love gin and tonic. I got a new bottle of gin less than a week ago, and it's almost gone.
But you know gin's a depressant, right?
Yeah, but I never get depressed when I'm drunk, ever.
Oh, okay.
So... it doesn't affect me. I just get more excited, especially when I'm mixing like gin and tonic with wine. That's fun.
I think this is going to turn. This is going to turn into your intervention when you talk about how you downed it.
I have been on holidays and I'm enjoying the freedom to drink and not have to wake up early in the morning.
Yeah, she eats a lot of quarantine.
Yeah, she does.
Shut your face. Number four is tea, because everyone likes a nice cup of tea.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of tea, to be
honest.
Just
like, just like tea bag jiggling in hot water tea. Kind of thing. Or like, what? How did that get twisted? I mean, literally, do you like, you know, just the bag in the cup or...
Oh, yeah, she loves tea bagging.
Oh, she loves tea bagging. That's not what I was getting at.
You wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know.
Are you lesbian?
No.
No, I'm...
She doesn't know my...
Not even.
She doesn't know the in-depth of my sexual...
I'm not a lesbian, but I do own Doc Martens.
But they're nice.
They are nice. Yeah.
Number five, Turbo and Cocktail, again from the Comics Lounge.
Yeah.
They make them really chocolatey.
Really, these drinks aren't exclusive to the Comics Lounge, are they?
No, they're not. They just make them really good.
Oh, okay, alright.
Like, because I'm a big cocktail drinker at the moment.
Yep.
And I've tried.
Aren't they expensive?
The Turbo ones are most expensive. I think it was like $10, $12 or something. Yeah. Fruit Tingle's $8.
Do they actually contain. Toblerone?
No, it's like chocolate. No, it's got like Bailey's and Quattro and Couleur
and
all this shit.
So it's more the colour of it.
Yeah. No, it tastes chocolatey.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But yeah.
It could be any kind of
chocolate.
It could
be, right. So they could have called it like the Kit Kat.
I think there's actually a cocktail that does have Toblerone in it.
Right.
That involves cutting up Toblerone. So that's our three lists. That's it?
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't think it
can be it. Let's have a fourth list.
Oh, that's on the fourth list. What's on the fourth list today?
What's on the fourth list? Favorite movies.
We've already done.
I think we've done favorite movies.
Favorite sexual. No, all right. favorite movies about sex. No.
I think Fox wants to talk about sex.
No, I don't want to talk about sex. I know nothing about that. I'm hoping when I go to LA, I will experience some of the so-called sex. What?
So-called sex.
Now, wait. Let's. I want to test the. What's the word I'm looking for here?
Quarantine?
No, not the quarantine. Like, you say that we maybe get some American listeners?
Yes.
Alright, well,
we
you get back to me on this, but I want to know, this is for next week, for people to call you, how do they get in contact with you?
If people get in contact, email at preferentialtreatment@gmail.com one word.
Alright, if anyone's listening, because I am moving to Beverly Hills in a couple of weeks, like the best comedy clubs around there. If anyone's listening, can you like let Jesse know, and then Jesse will let me know.
I will.
This will let me this will see how many. You can't Google comedy clubs and go.
Oh no, I won't.
1,000 people got back to me.
No, I won't. No, we occasionally we get some feedback from some friends of mine.
Yeah.
But the only people who really get the feedback are friends of mine.
Oh, okay, so, that's cool. Well, if they, you know,
and they're all listeners of Keith and the Girl, so
cool. Well, I want to know the best comedy clubs in Hollywood.
And if anybody sees Fox on the bill for a comedy club.
Yeah,
go in
come
and
down.
See him because he's
down,
funny.
Because I'll be
sometimes.
There soon. It'll be awesome. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
So I'm not always funny, but I'm doing.
After the 10th time you've seen the same act, it gets a bit old.
Bam!
I said 10 though. Normally
yeah,
it's
true.
Like 3.
That's true. Like, well, who do you like in Melbourne? Who's your favourite comic?
Oh, you're my favourite comic.
Just because
I can watch you continuously and still laugh.
All right.
Meanwhile, like Steel, I saw Steel's festival show last year. I saw it like 5 times.
Why?
Because I was doing the door for him.
Oh, right.
So by the 5th time, it was just like, it was done.
Oh, yeah.
Can't really see any of my other comics just because
I haven't seen anything recently.
Well, maybe not something you've seen recently, but who any Melbourne, you know, like Gleason or something. Do you have any favorite?
I don't know. I like Adam Hills when he's here.
Hilsey, I do
like Hilsey.
Hilsey's cool.
We're more into the internationals, though.
We are international. Really.
Russell Brand?
Oh my god, no. He's a pixie, he's not a real man.
No, I'm surprised. I thought he'd be like your, you know, you'd love him or something.
Well, because he's cute.
I don't know.
I don't think
he's
that
love
cute.
Him.
No.
I'm not into the Edwardian crossdresser look.
No, plus he's a bad comedian.
Twilight looking.
Yeah, he does look like a reject from Twilight.
Yeah.
Lamington eating fruit.
I saw the funniest picture.
Fruitcake.
I think you just called him gay.
No, I said fruit and I said fruitcake, but I broke the two words up with too much of a gap.
Oh no, I saw a picture of Russell Brand the other day, and he was leaning against the wall, and it had a note. It said, "Dear US and Australia, we don't want your trash either. Love New Zealand." So that was good.
Do they still show his Pondoland on Channel 7?
I don't know.
At like 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I've seen it once.
The one who's got all that weird background behind
him. Yeah, and he just puts on really high pitched voices and makes fun of whatever's on the TV.
No, no, it's crap.
I don't know. I just watch, you know, English TV shows.
Yeah.
Never watch another TV
anymore.
Well, no, because I've got every episode of Jonathan Creek.
Are you talking about just comedies?
No.
Have you ever heard of a show called Jekyll?
Yeah, that was really...
Is it good?
Yeah, I just picked up the series one or something. It's amazing. But that's British, right? It's British.
Yeah, right? It's British.
Yeah.
And,
your name like Jekyll, I'd hope so.
Jekyll, that's awesome.
It's is it about the guy with... it's kind of like Jekyll and Hyde.
No, it is.
Yeah,
it's
Jekyll
and
Hyde.
But modern times.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And he's just a crazy... When he turns into into Hyde...
It's got the front cover and
it
looks
it's
like...
Awesome.
It's James Nesbitt or something like that.
Yeah, James Nesbitt.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Seriously, like, just have a look at it. It's kind of like Dexter, but... A little, I think it's a little bit
Fox is obsessed
with
Dexter.
Grittier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 So that's it. Anything else you'd like to?
I don't know. We could just do this all day.
You can do another list if you want.
Nah, it's not. How much time we got?
47 minutes.
How long will people listen to us for?
As long as it goes for.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We can make some lunch and just muse about.
Do they know it's live?
Wink.
It's not live, is it?
No.
It's not live, no.
Oh.
One day maybe it will be live.
That'd be cool.
It would be. When we do go live, you'll have to fly back and come on the show again.
No, because I don't need to be here
to
do it with you.
Oh, I could do a Skype call.
Yeah.
We'll be in London anyway, won't we?
But when we go live, I hope not. It's going to be a good
when
4 years.
We're rich and famous and people love us and adore us. The five people.
More than they already do now.
Oh, yeah. Of
because
course.
People love us.
Hear the tumbleweed go by.
Apparently we're funny. I was told that we're chock full of lols the other day.
Chock full of lols.
I was told from someone that we are hilarious.
Who said that?
Libby.
Oh,
thank you,
yeah,
Libby.
That's Libby.
Hi, Libby.
It's like your mother telling you that you're cool.
All right, let's do another list.
You've got another list. Oh my god, about
all right. What's cool? What's cool?
Oh god, it's easy. It's normally easier to come up with favorite holiday things, like things you do on holiday.
Do people really want to hear that?
Probably not. No.
What do people want? What's
we can do? Let's do Fox's favorite movies.
Yeah,
my favorite movie
because everyone knows our favorite movies.
My favorite movie, number one movie of all time, Garden State.
I didn't like that.
Oh jeez.
Because I watched Scrubs.
Yeah, what do you mean?
And
you
watching
like
JD depressed is kind of, you know, depressing in itself.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
Oh yeah,
him as an uppity kind of guy, and you watch that, and he's just, you know, it's like he's on some kind of painkiller the whole time.
Mm.
It's a good idea, but it's also in a sense kind of wanky. If I can say that about what's his name, Zach Braff.
We still haven't said the word.
Cunt.
Yeah. Cunt.
Yeah. Thank
Dan,
you.
You beat me to it.
Wait. Go. You say it again, so it's nice and clear for the folks.
Cunt.
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 There we go. We said the word. Cunt. We've broken it, and now we can.
I think we've said it a few too many times now.
It's got that curse now that really. It's like.
You can add it to the front. You can add it to the front of anything, and it automatically becomes insulting.
Didn't it used to be? Ooh. He's making noise.
He wants to come in.
He wants to come in. Didn't the word that the C-bomb used to be what they used to call it? That's what I heard.
Some people still call it that.
No, I know, but it used to be the
like
polite term for it. Like, you know how like now we'll say vagina.
Yes.
But medical like in old medical books, it was referred to as.
Well, could you imagine that? Could you imagine that? If you go to like the doctors and. Oh, that'd be hilarious.
That makes sense in a way.
I'd be highly offended, would be great.
The technical term for that kind of sexual, you know, perusal is cunnilingus. So cun. It kind of adds.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
Get back to Jesse.
I'm the only person
we
who
want comedy
really
clubs.
Comedy clubs and
the origin
and
of
the origin
word.
Of cunt.
Cunt.
All right, what's your second favorite movie?
Have you seen Cunt? Tim Burton direct.
That would be hilarious.
Magnolia with Tom Cruise.
That was a good film.
Yeah.
That was one of the few things I've seen Tom Cruise in and gone, he's a really good actor.
I haven't seen it because it's got Tom Cruise in it.
No, it's fantastic.
It was before he went all weird.
Yeah, it was before everyone found out he was a Scientologist and kind of went, okay.
It's a really, really good film.
I saw Tropic Thunder the other day and I didn't realise it was Tom Cruise. At the end when he was dancing, I realised it was Tom Cruise.
You didn't realise?
As soon as I realised it was him, I just hated the movie.
Oh, see, no, that's you can't do that.
It's just automatic.
No, you have to give him props for that.
Yeah.
For not making you realise it was him.
He was wearing glasses.
And how did you not know? Did you know it was instantly?
I don't know. It's his voice.
I wasn't paying attention to him, though. Because I wasn't really... I was kind of like, ooh, Ben Stiller. Kind of...
Yeah. You've got to applaud him for having a go at himself, in a way.
Yeah,
big executive type. Big guy with a big ego. Mm-hmm.
But the fact that I didn't realise it was him till he started dancing, I thought that was a bit weird.
But he had unusually disturbing and hairy hands. They were massive.
Yeah, well, that was the
point. Yeah, but then maybe I thought it was Robert De Niro or something.
Robert De Niro.
He's got hairy hands. Anyway.
Oh, one more. Third favourite movie. You know Matt and Trey from South Park?
Yeah.
Yeah, their first movie they ever did as
Orgasmo?
Students. No, before that.
Cannibal?
Cannibal.
Yeah, I love
musical.
Cannibal.
Cannibal the Musical. I can watch that a million times.
I think I've actually seen that.
That is...
You haven't?
I think I have.
Yeah, you know the one where they're in the... It's an old-fashioned. They're in the snow and stuff and...
They're having a fight over whether or not what key it was in. And
yeah, I've seen
they
it.
They eat everyone.
Yeah.
Nice.
That is so cool. I think because, you know, when someone becomes hugely famous and then you watch something they did,
back
it's like
it,
hopefully
yeah.
if I become huge, then someone will watch that emo thing and go, that's what he says.
Everybody on, if anybody's listening, they have to go to YouTube and search for, what is it, emo?
Just go to YouTube and Fox Klein emo, just type in that, just Fox Klein emo, and you'll get my one and only YouTube thing that's out there.
You should put more stuff up. If
I haven't
put
got more
stuff
up. I haven't got anything.
I thought you had some. You said you had some clips.
Oh, I've got heaps of footage, but I'm not happy with it enough to put it on there. The quality isn't great. The sound's alright, but not the quality.
Such perfectionist.
But check out my emo thing and let me know.
It is quite amusing.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
I thought it was more amusing that Paul told me that all the clothes were his.
They were his. Paul Jones.
The fact that he's got that much stuff that you could wear.
Oh, wait. Here's a little interesting tidbit. In the first verse, where... I do a thing where I talk about how I used to be as a kid, right? And then they do it. It goes to a flash of a little boy on top of a car in a little Superman outfit doing this.
Yeah.
That little boy is actually a little girl.
Ah. Who is it?
It's the cameraman's little niece. The boy he went to his brother's house to film film, but the boy got shy. And didn't want to do it. And so the little girl went, I'll do it. So they tied her hair back really tight and I don't know what else they did, but so they...
Oh, that's awesome.
So the little girl in my film clip pretending to be me, a little boy, is actually a little girl.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. So check it out just for that.
All right, so I think that's it.
That's it.
We good?
All right, cunts.
Done all we can.
Please don't call the listeners
cunts. Oh, no, not you guys. These two.
Love you too, Fox.
Yeah.
So, thanks for listening. If anybody has any ideas for topics, we're going to try and get a listener topic every week. Email me at preferentialtreatment@gmail.com. It's all one word. And thanks for listening.
See ya.
See ya.
Bye.